Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Professional JavaScript. I'm your host, Michael Mangiolardi. Well, it's been quite a bit since I've released an episode, and I don't want to make excuses, but I have been quite busy. I've been busy transitioning into a new job, buying a house, moving into the house, and getting ready for a baby to come in 2 months. So I've had to put the pause on the whole Professional JavaScript podcast for some time, but now that I'm in the groove of working at a new job and being a little more situated in our home, I wanted to continue to release some episodes. Now, I'm going to have to change the format. Previously, I would type up everything I was going to say and just read from a transcript, which was quite convenient because it meant for a smoother recording, less stream of conscience, and a little more formal in its delivery. However, I'm going to have to dial back my level of effort, so I'm going to be providing some more stream of conscience episodes on different topics, still continuing with the main theme of professional JavaScript. So with that aside, let's dig into what I have to say for this episode. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about a change that's come up in working as a professional JavaScript developer. And obviously, you might be able to guess the big change is working remotely. Now, since COVID, a lot of companies, even companies that have opened up their offices again, have had to go remote because they had to hire in the in-between time while COVID was still keeping offices from being open. Now that that's been resolved, give or take, and offices are back and running, a lot of offices have either gone to a hybrid approach where they have in-office developers and remote developers, or some companies have gone completely remote altogether. Now, that means that there's going to be a process of either you are joining a new team as a developer and you're going to be working with a remote team. At least some of those developers are going to be remote. Or you are going to be at a company where you have been and you're going to hire new people and those new people are going to be remote. So there's quite a bit of advantages to that, and I won't dive into all of them. But there's also some common obstacles or hurdles that you have to navigate in order to deal with the new remote situation that we find ourselves in. And one of those hurdles is being able to feel broken in with your fellow coworkers. Now, what I mean by feeling broken in is just, you know, getting to know people and talking about things that's not related to your everyday work. You know, if you were going to be in an office, this would happen quite naturally. You might walk in, say hello to your coworkers, maybe talk about how your weekend went and other things like that. And as you're working remote, that just can't happen organically. Now, there are ways you could supplement that by, you know, taking advantage of your stand-ups and talking to your coworkers, you know, stepping up to say how your weekend went and to ask people personal questions, so on and so forth. But stand-up in business meetings isn't a great place to kind of supplement that organic conversation that happens in an office environment. So my tip for today is whether you are working on a new remote team or you have remote coworkers that are joining your team, I recommend that you schedule a virtual coffee break. Now, what do I mean by a virtual coffee break? I mean, you just send a direct message to your new coworkers and say, hey, let's try to get to know each other. I know we have a lot of meetings to talk about business, but I just want to, you know, learn a little bit about yourself and just, you know, kind of get to know you, so on and so forth. And it's pretty incredible how something that sounds so obvious can be neglected, and being intentional to just reach out to your coworkers and talk to them one-on-one will really make you feel broken in. And once you're broken in and feel quite comfortable with your coworkers, it will make working remote not feel so, well, distant. And it doesn't even have to be a routine thing. I think just doing it once reaching out to every coworker who's remote and getting to know them will make a tremendous impact, even if you don't do it on a regular basis. But certainly, if you want to, you can do it on a regular basis. So that's my tip for today's episode, and I know that's nothing really earth-shattering, but it is something that, if we're honest, we can easily neglect. Now, with that being said, working remote is never going to be the same as being in an office. So this isn't going to make it like an office. It's just going to give you a little bit of an edge as you're working remote. And as you're working remote, you'll have to learn to work good being remote. And that will never be like being in office. So take the advantage of talking to your coworkers, schedule a virtual coffee break, and I'd love to hear how that goes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Professional JavaScript.
Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in to another episode of Professional JavaScript. And I have some exciting news to share. I've recently published a book called Design Systems for Developers. I've recently worked on a team at a professional enterprise company trying to create tools for a design system. And I just wanted to take all the knowledge that I've learned and those experiences that I've gained and put them into a book. In 12 chapters, I'll teach you how to code a design system that scales and to collaborate with fellow designers and developers. It's super cool. I'm really excited about it. So if that sounds cool to you, head over to leanpub.com. That's leanpub.com/design systems for developers. That's no spaces, no hashes, no nothing. Design systems for developers. Thanks so much. See you next time.